He was the first to see the Ankh-Morpork dragon. He derived little comfort from knowing this, however, because he was dead. "It," he said, and his disembodied self looked down at the small heap of charcoal, which he knew with an unfamiliar sort of certainty was what he had just been disembodied from. It was a strange sensation, seeing your own mortal remains. He didn't find it as horrifying as he would have imagined if you'd asked him, say, 10 minutes ago. Finding that you are dead is mitigated also by finding that there really is a you who can find you dead. The alley opposite was empty again.
"That was really strange," said Mooty.
"Extremely unusual, certainly."
"Did you see that? What was it?"
Mooty looked up at the dark figure emerging from the shadows.
"Who are you, anyway?"
he added suspiciously.
"Guess," said the voice.
Mooty peered at the hooded figure.
"Caw," he said, "I thought you didn't turn up for the likes of me."
"I turn up for everyone."
"I mean, in person sort of thing?"
"Sometimes, on special occasions."
"Yeah, well," said Mooty, "this is one of them, all right. I mean, it looked like a bloody dragon. What's a man to do? You don't expect to find a dragon around the corner."
"And now, if you would care to step this way," said Death, laying a skeletal hand on Mooty's shoulder.
"Do you know, a fortune teller once told me I'd die in my bed surrounded by grieving great-grandchildren,"
said Mooty, following the stately figure.
"What do you think of that, eh?"
"I think she was wrong."
"A bloody dragon," said Mooty. "Fire-breathing, too. Did I suffer much?"
"No, it was practically instantaneous."
"That's good. I wouldn't like to think I'd suffered much."
Mooty looked around him.
"What happens now?" he said.
Behind them, the rain washed the little heap of black ash into the mud. The Supreme Grand Master opened his eyes. He was lying on his back. Brother Dunnikin was preparing to give him the kiss of life. The mere thought was enough to jerk anyone from the borders of consciousness. He sat up, trying to shed the feeling that he weighed several tons and was covered in scales.
"We did it," he whispered. "The dragon. It came. I felt it."
The brethren glanced at one another.
"We never saw nothing," said Brother Plasterer.
"I might have seen something," said Brother Watchtower, loyally.
"No, not here," snapped the Supreme Grand Master. "You hardly want it to materialize here, do you? It was out there, in the city, just for a few seconds,"
he pointed.
"Look."
The brethren turned around guiltily, expecting at any moment the hot flame of retribution. In the center of the circle, the magic items were gently crumbling to dust. Even as they watched, Brother Dunnikin's amulet collapsed.
"Sucked dry," whispered Brother Fingers. "I'll be damned."
$3 that amulet cost me,"
muttered Brother Dunnikin.
"But it proves it works," said the Supreme Grand Master. "Don't you see, fools? It works. We can summon dragons."
"Could be a bit expensive in magical items," said Brother Fingers doubtfully.
$3 it was. No rubbish."
"Power," growled the Supreme Grand Master, "does not come cheap."
"Very true," nodded Brother Watchtower. "Not cheap, very true."
He looked at the little heap of exhausted magic again.
"Caw," he said. "We did it, though, didn't we? We only went and bloody well did some magic, right?"
"See," said Brother Fingers, "I told you there was nothing to it."
"You all did exceptionally well,"
said the Supreme Grand Master encouragingly.
"Should have been $6, but he said he'd cut his own throat and sell at me for $3.
"Yeah," said Brother Watchtower. "We got the hang of it all right. Didn't hurt a bit. We done real magic. And didn't get et by tooth fairies from out the woodwork either, Brother Plasterer, I couldn't help noticing."
The other brethren nodded. Real magic. Nothing to it. Everyone had just better watch out.
"Hang on, though," said Brother Plasterer. "Where's this dragon gone? I mean, did we really summon it or not?
Fancy you asking a silly question like that, said Brother Watchtower doubtfully.
The Supreme Grand Master brushed the dust off his mystic robe.
We summoned it, he said, and it came, but only as long as the magic lasted. Then it went back. If we want it to stay longer, we need more magic, understand? And that is what we must get.
$3 I shan't see again in a hurry.
Shut up.